Welcome to Home and Family Finance with Paul Barry. It's your family, it's your finances, and it's your future. Home and Family Finance is sponsored by the Defense Credit Union Council, serving those who serve our country, and by CUNA, the Credit Union National Association. Now, here's the host of Home and Family Finance, Paul Barry.
And as always, happy to be with you on this beautiful day. We hope wherever you are, you're enjoying yourself and you're in a relaxed mood and ready to absorb some information that we think will be helpful to you about your home, your family, and your finances. Are you financially fit? A question I ask you every week, and I will continue to do that. And what I'm asking you is, have you got things in good order? Your savings, your job, your retirement, your investments, whatever it is that's important to you, that's going to make the rest of your life a more relaxing and fun time. Someone once said, don't make sure you live before you die. And part of that living is being financially fit. We hope that you are. And that includes every segment of our listening audience, of our population, including a segment that is very important to me. Now, in my 10th year of being with you on this program, one of the entities that listen that we're very pleased to have as a part of our family is the military. As you know, we, on a weekly basis, are broadcast at all 177 military installations around the world, land and sea, and we appreciate that audience. That audience is you. We're talking about your sons, your daughters, your sometimes your mother, your father, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins. That's who protects us, and we all should be concerned about them. Because they look after us. Our very safety depends upon our military, wherever they are. And for many cases, they are the young people who are just starting out. This is their first adventure, first time out, if you will, making their own money and surviving and taking care of their families and being responsible. And so we like to make sure that we convey to them the importance of looking after themselves. And what you probably don't know, but I'm going to share with you right now, is that July is a very special month. It is Military Consumer Month. Now, what does that mean? Well, I'm going to tell you, I have a person who is on hand who will tell you and explain that. But let me just say why it's important that we talk to our military. Because while they are out doing what they should be doing, there are people out there who would have at them in every possible way. They see the military as easy prey, con artists, scammers, cheats, payday scammers, folks who will look after them because they know they're making money, they know they're busy looking after us, they know they have things to do, and so they rip them off or try to. And unfortunately, they are very often very successful, folks, very successful. To that end, my guest, Carol Kando, is counsel for the Federal Trade Commission's Division of Consumer and Business Education, where she leads teams to create free resources, articles, videos, and social media campaigns. That is to help people spot and avoid fraud and to manage their money and to make wise buys. And Carol began her FTC career as a staff attorney, bringing false advertising cases. She then became the agency's legislative counsel, serving for several years as a liaison between the FTC and Congress, including a recent temporary assignment to the House of Representatives Committee on Energy and Commerce. This business of Military Consumer Month means something to her, and we've invited her to join us so it can mean something to you as well. Carol, welcome to Home and Family Finance. Nice to have you here.
Thanks so much, Paul. I really appreciate your having me on to talk.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on to talk. This is not your first visit with me, is it?
Oh, it is not. We talked a few years back when we first started Military Consumer Protection Day.
Yeah.
And now we've got a whole month.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that just grateful? I mean, and the importance of it, because we do have a great many of our military serving all over the world and here, and of course families. So they're a large part of our audience and a large part of the elements that we have to look at to take care of and make sure that they're up to speed. Explain what Military Consumer Month is all about.
So the purpose of Military Consumer Month is really just to kind of highlight this year-round campaign we have called Military Consumer. It's an opportunity to do a little bit more social media and a little bit more outreach and to get out there and remember that we're out there and that military consumers can use all the help that they can get, because they're very often targeted because they've got a steady paycheck from Uncle Sam. They move around an awful lot, so that they're buying goods and services probably more than the average civilian family or the average civilian is. You know, they've got to move and perhaps rent an apartment on a regular basis or buy a house or buy a car or sell their car. And so they're making these decisions in an unfamiliar environment. They're often away from family and friends. And as you mentioned, sometimes this is their first job. This is their first time away out on their own. And we also know that scammers are very, very good at what they do. They're professionals. And their plan is to knock all of us off balance just long enough so that they can take advantage. And that's where we come in, to give people enough knowledge, enough tips, the tools, know the latest on the latest scams, so that you don't get knocked off balance.
Well, and let me just remind to my audience out there that we put these young men and women and those who've been around for a while in beautiful uniforms. They serve our country. They are trained as fighters first, protectors, but they also go into specialized training, doing a wealth of things. But these young people come to the military just as you and I do. They don't have any more consumer training than you had. And let's think about it. You know, we play educational roulette in our schools. We give them a little science, a little history, a little this, because we don't know what they're going to become. But the one thing we know they're going to be, Carol, are consumers. And we don't demand that they come out of school as educated consumers. It makes no sense to me. You know, it just makes no sense to me, because we can do a better job in our schools. And by the way, before anybody thinks I'm jamming on schools or teachers, that's not the case. I love teachers. I believe in them. I just think that we have to put more emphasis on education, consumer education, being financially literate. You agree with that, Carol?
I would have to agree with that, and I think it's probably a good idea to start with your children when they're at home, and to give them some more responsibility and some practice while they're still at home and they're teenagers and they're starting to earn a little bit of money, and so that when they do either go off to college or move out and get a job or join the military, that they've got some grounding in how to manage their money, how to use credit responsibly, if they do find themselves in debt, how to deal with it, because whenever you're in a vulnerable situation, that scammer is going to take advantage. They're going to figure out a way to try to knock you off balance.
That's exactly right. And let me assure you, folks, the scammers, and we'll talk about it, they don't care. The only reason why they're jamming the military is because they've got a regular paycheck. So they're going after them hot and heavy. And part of the whole idea here is to make them more aware. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry, along with my guest, Carol Candu. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this particular month and what you should know. Stay with us.
We want you to be part of the show. Email us with your financial questions. Ask about the Defense Credit Union Council. Tell us what topics you want to hear about. Or just let us know what's on your mind. We'll give you the address in a few minutes. But now, more of Home and Family Finance with Paul Berry.
And let me repeat, July, Military Consumer Month. If you know someone in the military, by all means, make sure you remind them of this and remind them of the website. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. But my guest, Carol Candu, is the is counsel at the FTC's Division of Consumer and Business Education and keenly involved in making sure that the word gets out about what she really wants and what the FTC really wants the military to understand. What is the most important message here, Carol, that you want to get across?
Well, I think sort of the bottom line is we know, just like we know scammers are professional, we know our military and veterans communities are take charge kind of people. And they're targeted. That doesn't mean that they're victims, right? So if we can give them enough information and they know where to get information when they see something suspicious, we know they're going to be able to manage that money and to say no to that scammer. And we also know that they're going to share it with a buddy or with a neighbor or a family member. And so that's why we want them to go to military.consumer.gov and be able to get that information.
So a great partnership here is what you're after, to say, okay, look, you're not out here by yourself. If you don't know, you're not sure, there's a place you can go and get the information that you need that will help you protect your pocketbook, your family, and your finances.
That's right.
Well, I like the idea. I noticed that the Military Consumer Gov website is undergoing some updates. You're really changing it. You're bringing it up to a really full, active website. When will that be ready?
So we expect that we'll be ready sometime in the fall. My fingers are crossed for October. It might be a little bit later, but we're completely revamping all of the content, especially so that it can be short, sweet, and very mobile friendly, because we know our military friends want to be able to pull stuff up on the go. They're busy. They're in the middle of a million different transactions. They've got busy jobs, busy lives. They want to be able to make a decision and look at the information right then and there and not have to go and look it up and take the time when they're back at their desk. So hopefully we'll have that in October. We've got a Twitter account, @MilConsumer, and we'll be hosting probably 5 or 6 Twitter chats over the course of July. But we'll be having more of them once we kick off the new website, and we would love to have people get on board, follow us, @MilConsumer, and be part of our Twitter chats. We'd love to hear their questions and their take on things.
And, Carol, let's make sure everybody understands, sometimes a loved one, the military member, is serving overseas. Family is left back here at home to take care. They are vulnerable because the scammers know about that. So the family can make a call. In other words, it doesn't have to be the military person, the enlisted or commissioned person in service to call. You'll accept a call or react to anybody that's calling that's got a military connection. Is that fair?
That's right. The site is meant for service members, for family members, for spouses, for the veterans community to get on there and find what information they need. They can certainly participate in any of those Twitter chats. And if anybody suspects that they've been the victim of a scam or that they've see something that's kind of suspicious, they can report that fraud to ftc.gov/complaint. And there's a button on the Military Consumer site that'll take you there. But if you just want to go right ahead and report fraud, it's ftc.gov/complaint.
Are you getting a lot of responses? I mean, are people I hope that they understand that you're there. That's the point I want. Not only that it's July is Military Consumer Month, but that the FTC there is full-time all the time working on behalf of all citizens, both military and civilian.
Yeah. It's always a challenge, right, because not everybody knows what Federal Trade Commission or FTC stands for. That's one of the reasons why we wanted to brand this campaign military.consumer.gov. It's a partnership campaign, and we work with DOD and the CFPB and lots of other military organizations on it.
Carol Kandu is my guest. When we come back, we'll talk more about what you can do to make sure that we protect our military while they are out protecting us. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry, on the Radio America Network. You're listening to Radio America. I'm your host, Paul Berry, and we thank you for joining us. Our program sponsor is the Defense Credit Union Council. We thank them for their continued support of the program dedicated to making all of us smarter consumers. If there's a topic or subject that you want to discuss, please write to me here, Paul Berry at Radio America, 1100 North Glebe Road, Suite 900, Arlington, Virginia, 22201. Or I know you don't like to write anymore. You don't have to, because you're a social media addict, aren't you? You just do everything on social media. Yes, including you, Al. I see you in a far on your brow. You know these folks. Nobody's writing anymore. They're what do you call it? Not tweeting, but they're tweeting and all that other stuff. You can contact me at our site. It's www.paulberry.com or www.hffradio.com. And we'd love to hear from you. If you have a topic that you want to talk about, you have something that you want to hear about, you're not happy about what we're talking about, or you think we should do more or something, hey, it's up to you. Let us know, and we will be very pleased to consider and move in your direction if we can possibly do so. Okay? The Defense Credit Union Council and its member credit unions believe that financial readiness equals mission readiness and supports the efforts of Military Saves in their dedication to improving the financial well-being of our troops. Military Saves is a year-round campaign that seeks to motivate, support, and encourage military families to save money, to reduce debt, and to build wealth. As part of the Department of Defense's financial readiness campaign, Military Saves acts as a resource center for information on financial education and counseling. Check out its links to useful websites for military families where they can learn better money management and can find partners who can help military members achieve their financial goals. Military Saves. Set a goal, make a plan, save automatically. Go to militarysaves.org for more information and take the Savers Pledge today. And as we always say, you don't have to be in the military to save. Any smart person in the military, civilian, will save. And I encourage you all the time. Do you know how much? Come on. That's right. At least 5% of your monthly earnings, your weekly earnings. Make sure you put it in savings. You will thank me later on. You'll say, wow, how smart was he? Someone who knows all about the importance of saving, and that's saving every aspect of what you make, including those that would be taken from you by scammers, is Carol Kando. She is counsel in the FTC's Division of Consumer and Business Education. FTC stands for the Federal Trade Commission, folks. It's your agency that looks out for you when it comes to all things dollars in terms of buying and selling. Well, Carol, explain what you really do. What does the FTC really do?
Well, the FTC is a law enforcement agency, and we've got a whole cadre of attorneys that are bringing cases about false advertising, deceptive practices. We've got about data security practices when there's a data breach, things like that. Mm-hmm. We're the receptacle for the Do Not Call registry. We manage that. And we also manage statistics on identity theft. So we're the clearinghouse for the federal government about information about identity theft. ID theft is a crime, and we only have civil litigation authority. So we can't actually prosecute identity theft, but we develop campaigns to keep people up to date on what's going on with
identity
theft.
You make it very uncomfortable for them, though. You can, I mean, in terms of explaining how these scammers work, whatever they're doing, and then also advising, as I understand it, consumers who have any questions, you're the people they should contact and say, how do I move forward to look after myself, right?
Right. So anybody... any civilian, any military person can go to consumer.ftc.gov and get all of our consumer information. We do have an entryway for military folks, and that's it sort of gathers up the long articles that we have about information that's of most use to them, some of the identity theft that targets them, auto buying. But now with the new military.consumer.gov site, we've got some more military-specific tips. So if you're on the go and you want to pick up a few tips, that's where you should head this fall.
Okay, what kind of tips are we talking about when you say that? I mean, are these tips about how to avoid the scammers, or at least to recognize. And that's the important part of it, recognizing when you're in the midst of one of these people, right?
That's right. That's right. We try to give people the warning signs so that they can tell when maybe they're engaging with an imposter online, whether it's on a dating website or whether it's on a caregiver website, whether they get a phone call that says it's from the IRS and that they're trying to collect on a debt and they want you to pay them right now, right now. You will make it go away if you send me the money right this very minute. We're here to tell them that's not the IRS. Don't send them any money.
July is Military Consumer Month. Carol, I'm so glad you guys are there. I really mean that. Thanks for coming on and explaining this, and I'll repeat this throughout the month on your behalf, and look forward to having you come back again soon, would you?
Thanks so much. I'd come back anytime.
All right. Carol Kando is my guest here. This is, look, folks, it's so important. And to my military out there, thank you for your service. We'll be back with more. Stay with us. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry.
Helping you be safe, smart, and secure with your finances. Welcome back to Home and Family Finance with your host, Paul Berry.
All righty, folks. I have heard your voices. I've heard, read your tweets or your emails or whatever regarding topics that you'd like us to cover. And one of the things you pointed out is that we, from time to time, have someone to talk about the importance of investing, whatever it may be, high yield, low yield CDs, whatever. You've asked for more information on it. Now, I don't give you more information on this because I don't know more information about this. I'm just now beginning to do some investing beyond going into the bank and saying, okay, what are you paying? What's the interest rate you pay? I just haven't had time to do that. And maybe I should, because in long term, looking toward retirement, looking toward all those things, it's a very important step to take. One of the people I've found here to talk to us about it today is Ken Tooman. He's founder and editor of DepositAccounts.com, which was originally created by Ken as the Bank Deals blog. And after discovering a shortage of quality bank information online, he started the blog in 2005 as a hobby to highlight some of the deals he found. Over the years, the blog grew significantly, and Ken eventually left his full-time position as an engineer in the semiconductor industry to pursue his passion for uncovering and sharing the best bank deals and information. Now, the truth of the matter is there have been warnings from several consumer watchdogs for ads promoting high CD yields. You know what that means? Do you know what it is? Are you involved? They offer rates much higher than other bank products. Consumer interest rate expert Ken Tooman, as I said, of deposit accounts, says some rates may be legitimate and designed to bring in new bank or credit union customers, but others are marketing ploys, folks. Others are marketing ploys where the CD is used as bait to try to sell you high commission products like different types of annuities that are not FDIC insured. He also says before you consider any financial offer, there are some persuasion tactics that you should look out for. And he's here to share with us what you should be concerned about. Ken Tooman, welcome to Home and Family Finance.
Hi, Paul. It's great to be with you.
It is my pleasure. Sure. Nice to have you on. Okay. Let me start out by saying this. If what I've just read doesn't make sense to somebody, should they not be involved at all in terms of investing this way?
Right. I mean, it's something, if you don't understand what you're investing is, that's the first red flag. You should avoid it.
Okay. But people get, well, I don't know whether, I don't know, it's keeping up with the Joneses. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the next step. But people, and you can comment on this, people get involved that don't know what the heck they're doing.
Well, one problem is interest rates are so low these days. I'm sure a lot of people are wishing they could get higher yields, especially if they're conservative, if they want to stay, you know, make sure their money is safe and they don't like the ups and downs of the stock market. They might rely on bank CDs or keeping the money inside a bank account. And if you're doing that, you're unfortunately not getting much interest these days. So when you see advertisements with these very high interest rates, a lot higher than what your bank may be offering, these might seem to be enticing, and they might lure you into, you know, try to check that out. But that's where you need to beware of those kind of offerings.
Who's making these offerings, Ken? Where do these offerings come from?
A lot of these you'll see in the newspaper, and they're just small financial companies that are in the business of basically selling annuities and insurance products, and they're going after a lot of these people, especially seniors, that are after, you know, a decent yield, a decent rate of return, and they want something real safe like a bank CD. And so they see these offering what almost looks like a bank, but it's not. If you read the small print, you'll see that it's not a bank offering this. But they're advertising it as a CD, and that's where the bait and switch comes in.
Okay, so then in effect, you can easily become a victim of your own greed here because you want to make a lot. And you don't follow the advice or don't look closely at what you're doing, don't know who's doing it, who's giving, offering you, and you find yourself in trouble. What are some of the signs that would suggest to or should suggest to me or others looking at this that this might not be where I want to be?
Well, first of all, I mean, if it's the rate is much higher than what's currently available, you can easily go online and just get a quick idea of what the ongoing rate is, and to see if what's being advertised is way above that, and then you know there's some kind of marketing ploy being done.
Yeah. Okay. So give me an. What are you talking about, Ken? Way above what? What is this the interest rate that the bank is offering? It's way above that interest rate. Is that what you're
right.
saying? Okay.
Like for instance, one recent advertisement I've seen was advertising a 6-month CD with a rate of 3.75, and right now, the best 6-month CD that you can get would be more around 1%.
Oh,
so you see, it's much higher than what's reasonable, and so you know that's the marketing ploy. And what these companies do, you know, they really want to get you in the office to sell you an annuity with a high commission product, like an annuity or some kind of insurance product, which is probably not in your best interest. If you really are interested in annuities, there's much better places to get them at much lower cost.
Then they're okay.
That's what that's the bait and switch tactic. They're trying to get you in the door, and then they talk about these annuities and how they can you can get these great rates with their annuity products that they're selling. So and they might still how they can get away with it and how I've been seeing these advertised the last 10 years, mm-hmm. newspapers all around the nation and they're all a lot of different these small little companies all around the nation and how they can get away with it. If you read the fine print, there's several ways. Basically what they do is they want you
hold it right there, Ken. Hold it right there. Ken Tumann of Deposit Accounts. We'll be back with more. This is interesting stuff. Listen carefully. We'll be right back.
We want you to be part of the show. Email us with your financial questions. Ask about the Defense Credit Union Council. Tell us what topics you want to hear about. Or just let us know what's on your mind. We'll give you the address in a few minutes. But now, more of Home and Family Finance with Paul Berry.
Ken Tumann of DepositAccounts.com is my guest. We're talking about high-yield CD offers. And they can be a marketing... Listen, folks. If it sounds too good to be true... It probably is. How many times do I have to say that to you over the 10 years? If it doesn't make sense, it's not sensible. Okay, you've heard Ken just say if you're not going to get 3.5% yield on something when everybody else is offering 1%, what do they know? They don't know. They just know that they're trying to bait and trap you. That's basically what they're trying to do is get you in the door, right, Ken?
And they advertise in just about every newspaper in the nation, and you often see these great rates. But it's not really the CD. It's not really what they're claiming it is. They can get away with it by doing the small print. And if you read the small print, you can see kind of, you can get the idea of how they can get away with it.
Okay.
And basically what they do and how they can still advertise this is it's almost like a timeshare deal where you go in to listen to their timeshare sales pitch. And they give you a little incentive, after you spend the time listening, they'll give you a little bonus at the end, even if you don't choose to buy their timeshare. Very similar in this case. That little bonus that they give you, they factor that in to the interest rate and say, okay, if you were to buy the CD, and that might be from that you go directly to another bank, and you get a more, it's a reasonable rate of return if you actually buy that CD. And then we'll give you, as an incentive, that little extra amount. And if you factor that in, then that's how you get that 3.5% yield that we were advertising. Basically factor in that incentive into the amount. And so that's how they can get away with it.
Okay, got that. Now, they also provide something such as a meal or something, I guess, and then you feel like, well, they gave me that, so I guess I have to buy something.
Yep. I mean, they've been doing this for the last 10 years in all the newspapers, so they're definitely making money off of this, which means people are coming in the door and they're actually buying their products, their insurance products and their annuities that have these huge commissions for them. So unfortunately, they're definitely getting a lot of people in the door and able to sell them these products, which many times are pretty lousy products.
And Ken, explain to the audience how it works. If they can sell you an annuity, it could be somebody else's, but they take money right off the top. If you're putting out a huge amount of money, they get a big commission from that. It goes in their pocket immediately. Is that the way it works?
Yep. They take a lot off from what you put in, and they end up being a very bad deal compared to what you can get if you research the products. You can do much better many other sources than these companies. So it'd be much better, even if you're interested in that type of product, it'd be much better doing research outside and pursuing other companies and then taking all your information from these companies.
So if you're in that situation, and you could be, I guess if I hear you, what you're saying is, look, before you sign on the dotted line, say, look, I'm going to take a week or two or three or whatever, and I'm going to go out and compare your price and what you're offering to other things out there and see if this is where I want to be.
Yep, that's the way to do it. Of course, their techniques is try to, you got to do it now. If you want this, you know, great CD deal, you have to do it now. They do these tactics to, you know, try to get you to act right away. But that's always a smart in waiting and not making decisions right away and thinking about it, going home and then doing your research. Always makes sense.
Yeah, why do we fall for that? I got to, you know, sign on a dotted line right now. Why do we fall for those kinds of things?
Yeah, it's, I think once people actually act, that's why they want you to come into their office. Because I'm sure a lot of people look at these ads and say, one of these days I'll look at it. And when they finally decide to actually act and call and actually go into the office, they get into that mentality, let's get it over with. Let's do it. Let's get it done. And unfortunately, you could be led into something that kind of trying to get it done mentality. In this case, it can be hurtful.
Yeah, the only thing going to get done is you. You're going to be cooked. Your money's gone. You've lost money, or you don't get a return on it. Let's talk a little bit about this business about the Fed. I mean, every month now we hear about, oh, the Fed's going to do this. The Fed's going to explain to us how important it is. What should we know or not know? Should we pay attention? Where are you on this, Ken?
Well, if you have savings in a bank, you're definitely concerned about the Fed because it definitely directly affects how much interest you're getting paid. And very likely now, if you have money, especially in a savings account or checking account, you're probably at a brick and mortar bank. You're probably earning, you know, way under 1%. You'd be lucky to be earning 0.1%. So if you're only earning 0.1%, if you have $10,000 in your savings account, 0.1%, you're talking about only like $10 a year of interest.
Wow.
So you're not earning much at all in interest, and that's not going to change. Eventually, the Fed is going to raise rates, but it's happening very slowly. They made the first move in December. And they've told everyone that they're going to be very gradual, and they're proving to be even more gradual than they said they would be. So that means rates are going to be going up, but very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're waiting for your interest rates to go up, it's a long wait. And there's some things you can do pretty easily to get a little more from your money. You're not going to get, you know, these 3.75% rates that you see advertised, but you can get, you know, 1% very easily. And so instead of getting $10 a year on that $10,000 that you have in your bank, you can get $100 a year on that $10,000. And you can do that very easily, very safely in an FDIC, in a federally insured bank. So there's ways you can easily do that.
Okay. All right.
That's something that, you know.
Hold on a minute. Hold that thought. Hold it. Because when we come play, there are some safe places, you say, to stash your cash and still earn a decent return. When we come back, Ken Tuman will tell us what those places are and how you find them and what you need to do, and also how you need to continue to be safe to make sure your money is properly invested. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. Ken Tuman is my guest. He's founder and editor of Deposit Accounts. We're talking to you about high-yield CDs. When you know you're going to get ripped off, when you know that it's just not right, it's not working. And don't fall into these traps. If it sounds too good to be true, folks, it probably is. You're listening to Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. My guest, as I say, is Ken Tuman, and we're talking about what you asked me to talk about, how to be on the lookout for what's real and what's not out there in the high-yield CD offerings. Ken, as we ended that segment, you were talking about some safe places to stash your cash and still earn a decent return. Explain where they are and how I find them.
Well, like, for instance, if you're looking for short-term, like if you were looking in the newspapers and you see these, you know, real high 6-month CDs with supposedly 3.5% rate, right now, you can't get anything close to 3.5, but you can do a lot better. But your current, if you have money sitting in a savings account, you probably, like I said, you're probably only earning maybe 0.1% now at your brick-and-mortar bank. So, you know, there's a reasonable place between those that you can earn. And right now, you can very easily get around 1%, which is not a lot, but in today's environment, that's pretty good.
Okay.
And
at a regular bank, you're saying, just go in. And...
Right, it's a regular bank, but here's what you're going to have to, here's the trick, or here's the deal, is that to get that 1% on like a savings account, you're going to have to go online, and there's several FDIC-insured internet banks. There's dozens of them, actually. A lot of them offer very competitive interest rates on savings accounts, and you get much better, higher interest rates on internet savings accounts than you can do at savings accounts at your brick-and-mortar bank.
Mm-hmm.
No extra risk. Actually, it's even simpler, easier to use. It's just a matter of getting comfortable with the fact of conducting financial transactions over the internet, being comfortable with these internet banks, you can get most bang for the buck by doing that on your money.
Okay, and they have a higher rate, interest rate, because they don't have bricks and buildings and.
Exactly.
And tellers to maintain, so they can offer you a better return. But as my granddad used to say, if I can't walk into it, I'm not going into it. So, but yep. You're saying it doesn't make a difference that they are safe if they're legitimate banks, online banks are legitimate and safe.
Right. I mean, I know my father had that same concern, and even my older brother had that same concern until he finally realized how much better interest rates he can get. It is a little bit unnerving to conduct these transactions online, but you know, just by making sure the institution, the bank, is FDIC insured, you go through their online websites, and it's very easy. You don't have to give up your current brick and mortar account.
Yeah.
You basically link it. Very simple. You set it up. They go through the process online. Very simple. You link it to your current checking account, and you can start real small with just a few bucks, and then you can go get used to it, and then you can work up from there, do the transfers, and you can get much, much higher interest rates. Definitely worthwhile. Instead of getting 0.1%, you can easily get 1%, so you get 10 times more. Of course, with interest rates as low as they are, it's not a...
You're not going to get a fortune. You're not going to make
a fortune,
but you're going to be. By the way, Ken, you're right. This is generational. It's a generational thing. For instance, I wouldn't think about this. My son, on the other hand, opened up an account, I think, with Ally, which is one of these online banks, and he's very happy. And I learned over the last couple of years that, you know, he got a good interest rate, and he did everything that I could do at the brick and mortar and make a dollar or two. So it's just finding a legitimate bank and using it, right? And you're protected by the FDIC the same way?
Right. It's these banks are FDIC insured just like the brick and mortar banks. And the same federal regulations that protect you at these brick and mortar banks, they protect you at these internet banks too.
Frank, I hear 1,000 people out there asking me how to get in touch with you. Would you like to, or is there some way somebody, would you like to be reached by somebody in the audience or no?
Sure. Reach me at depositaccounts.com. I'm at ken@depositaccounts.com. We have a lot of great information there and help you find everything from all the types of those internet banks that are FDIC insured. We got them all listed right there.
Okay. Frank, what a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for coming on and sharing your expertise. I know you've helped a lot of folks out there. You certainly helped me. This is Radio America, and this is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. I'll be back next week, same time, same place. I'll be looking for you. Please join me here.